This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. With today's busy lifestyle, there are plenty of reasons why people can't find the time to volunteer. Our next guest has been such a prolific volunteer in the La Crosse area that she's been given statewide recognition by AARP Wisconsin for her work giving her time to causes in the Coulee region. Judy Buffler of La Crosse talks with La Crosse County UW Extension Department Head Mary Meehan Strube about volunteering. Judy starts by sharing her background.
I was born and raised in La Crosse, went to Madison to school, and I was a medical technologist at Gunderson in the ancient times. I was on the first heart surgery team and then in renal dialysis. And when my oldest son was born, I was able to stay home and became very involved in the schools and all the activities that my kids were in. And I've just enjoyed life, and I love living in La Crosse.
Now, Judy, you've been known for many of the volunteer kinds of things that you've done throughout the La Crosse area. Tell me, was helping a part of what was instilled in you at a young age?
Yes, my parents were very much a part of the community. My mother was a musician and piano teacher, but my father worked at the Autolite in La Crosse. And he was also on the city council. And he gave so much and told me that, you know, you don't just live in a place. You have to give, too. And so I think my father was the one that instilled my brother and I in the fact that we needed to do something for other people. So,
what was your first experience volunteering?
In high school, we volunteered at the Salvation Army, and I rang bells when I was like 14 years old, and that was, and probably at my church too. When I was in high school, I had a kids' choir at church too. So it's always in all of most of the things when I think back on it, my volunteering either have to do with something with children, or with education, or with music.
So. And what do you think drew you to those areas?
I like people. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You know, I really believe, and I'm not saying that that's what I am, but I think that people are placed here that are caregivers, and I think that I've always been a caregiver, not for my family and for the community. So
there is caregiving beyond just the immediate family, isn't there?
Right. Right. Absolutely. You know, that's when I think about volunteering, I think a lot of people think that, well, I can't do that. And no matter what your station in life, whether you're wealthy or you're poor, you always have something to give, even though you'd think you don't. Mm-hmm. And if you just give it a try, your life becomes more rewarding for what you've done.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and I'm talking with Judy Buffler of La Crosse, a volunteer who dozens of times over many different projects has volunteered and shared with the greater La Crosse community. Now, you mentioned, you know, music's always been a part of your life, a big part, and I know that you play the piano. Does that lend itself to volunteering a lot?
Oh, absolutely. I'm entering my 32nd year as a volunteer piano accompanist at Longfellow Middle School. I play for the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade choirs, and I was a student at Longfellow, so I'm hoping that soon they'll give me a diploma so I can go on, because I started playing as a piano accompanist there when I was in fifth grade at Longfellow. And I've also played it at Central for some of the choirs there. And it gives me, I just love seeing all the kids blossom with their music. So,
how did you learn to play the piano?
Well, my mother was a piano teacher, but, mm-hmm. you know, you never take lessons from your mm-hmm. parent. Mm-hmm. And I had this wonderful, wonderful piano teacher. And I started playing the piano when I was in first grade. Miss Knudsen, you had to be able to read in order to take lessons. And I was starting to play by ear. And my mother was afraid that that would, you know, I would continue to play by ear and not read music. And my first piano lesson was at her home, which is over on, we drove up in front of it. My lesson was at noon, and it was in a house that looked like a castle to me. Mm-hmm. And she came to the door, and she had this really deep voice, and she said, "You must be Judy Burkhardt." And I burst into tears and went in the house, and it was indeed a castle. And I never touched the piano. She held me on her lap, and her sister made cookies and milk, and she won me over from that day. But that's who I took piano lessons from, and I took from her for years and years and years, and I got a really, really good background. I'm not, if I was to be asked to play a solo, I would be sick to my stomach. But I am a piano accompanist, and you can put a piece of music in front of me, and I can play it.
That's so. A part of, that must be come to you naturally, because as a part of volunteering, it's usually working with others,
right.
and
yep.
it's the team
yep.
or group effort.
Right, yeah.
So what other types of volunteering do you do?
Well, I was one of the founders of the Children's Museum, and that's probably one of the happiest and best things that I've ever done. I was one of the original people that started the community Thanksgiving dinner in La Crosse, and I was the volunteer coordinator for that for 14 years. What other things have I? Oh, probably one of the most enjoyable and rewarding things is that for 8 years I was the accompanist and leader of the Riverfront Singers. Mm-hmm. And that brought me so much joy, and those people were wonderful. What else? Well, my church is really important to me. I have a children's choir, and I play for the first service, and I'm on the now. Today I'm on the United Fund for the Arts and Humanities, which I think I've been on that probably 20 years. The arts and humanities are really important to me. And when I do volunteer, it has to be something that means something to me. If it's not benefiting people, I don't waste my time.
Uh-huh. Yes. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mary Meehan Stroob, and I'm talking with Judy Buffler of La Crosse, a volunteer who dozens of times over many different projects has volunteered and shared with the greater La Crosse community. Now, you mentioned that you were one of the founders for the community Thanksgiving dinner. And that's been it's been here for a long time.
Since 83.
So how has it changed?
Well, I think that when we were part of it, we cooked our own dinners, and it grew from the first year there were about 150 people at Stoffel Hall. Mm-hmm. The next year there were 300, and the third year there were 500, and we tried to make it a day that if you were at home, you know you'd watch TV or the kids would play games, and so we tried to make it a family affair. Mm-hmm. And we moved to the La Crosse Center, and it grew and grew and grew. Now, there's so many communities that took that idea and, you know, Onalaska and Holman and Sparta all have their own now. Mm-hmm. So it's a little more daunting, I think, mm-hmm. to find funds and a lot of there's more expense. I mean, we had to pay the insurance for one day at the La Crosse Center.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They still have a wonderful dinner and everything, but it's a lot different mm-hmm. than it was when you start something.
Yes, it's like it grew considerably,
yeah,
and it changes as the needs and the times change.
But it's funny how people still call me and say, I want to volunteer. Our kitchen from probably the end of August until Thanksgiving, we had charts on the walls when uh-huh. people would, we had a phone line that the phone company put in and they didn't charge us for it, but it was just for Thanksgiving dinner uh-huh. volunteers. And, you know, it was wonderful. It was good for my kids too.
Sure. Well, Judy, what inspires you to continue to volunteer?
I like people. And I think it keeps you young. I was talking to someone about, you know, when people have worked and they're looking forward to their retirement and they think, oh, I can't wait, and I don't have to get up in the morning. And a lot of them, if they just go out and volunteer somewhere, they'd feel a lot better and a lot younger. I know I don't think I act or feel as old as I am.
mm-hmm.
So, and you have to have something in your life that inspires you to do your volunteer work, you know.
So how do you choose who you help and how much time you give?
Well, I end up, if you talk to my husband, he'd say that I end up giving too much time, but it, in my heart, I just know when somebody asks me to do something, would you help with this? Yeah, I will. Mm-hmm. And people don't think that I say no, but I do if it's not something that I think that I'm doing it for that particular project, you know.
Mm-hmm. So now, you're just in your 70s, right?
Right.
So have you slowed down? Are you thinking about slowing down, or are you just getting revved up?
I'm still ready to do things. I have a project in mind that I don't want to talk about right now, but it's very appealing to me, and I would give it my all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm on the Winding Rivers Library System and also the Washburn Fund at the library, and I love those groups. And so till I can't move anymore, I keep telling people that, you know, I play the piano, and I think that I will never have arthritis in my fingers because mm-hmm. they're moving all the time.
Great. You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and I'm talking with Judy Buffler of La Crosse, a volunteer who dozens of times over many different projects has volunteered and shared with the greater La Crosse community. Judy, what's the most rewarding volunteer job that you've done?
I guess I'd have to say the Children's Museum, because it has brought such joy and happiness to so many people. That and the Riverfront Singers,
mm-hmm.
you know, the two things that make me smile.
And when you think about them, what do you get out of volunteering with them?
The pleasure of being with those people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't do it for myself, but, you know, all the people that volunteer in this community, too, are just an inspiration, you know. I just happen to be one that says yes, but there's tons of people that say yes. Mm-hmm. So,
and when you think about the work that you've done and you interact with others, do you ever steer people towards volunteering?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have several people that, I wish I could do this or I wish I could do that. And, why don't you go there? Why don't you go to the hospital and sign up to be a volunteer, and you'll love it. And mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So do you ever take any hand-in-hand with
yes.
you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I have done that.
So as you think about the things that you started with many years ago, the projects that you've worked on over the years, have you seen a change in volunteers?
Yes. It's getting more difficult to find people to volunteer, but that's not necessarily because they don't want to. But in this day and age when young people have, you know, their economic status, they're working jobs and want to be with their families. You know, it's harder for those people to make a commitment to something. But I've also seen that a lot of people think that if they volunteer that they're going to get some benefit from it. But that's not what volunteering is about. You volunteer because it's something that you feel strongly about or that you want to help someone. I have this thing on my refrigerator that has been there for probably 40 years. And it's a quote from Albert Schweitzer, who said that you don't live here alone in this world. And you have to do something more for your fellow man. And just to remember that you don't, and you can give something back. And people need to do that. It'd be a nicer world, I think.
Is that the philosophy that you live by?
I try to,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
It comes across as I'm talking with you and in the beliefs that you have and the commitment to the things, that's yeah. the
it is.
Thought
it,
behind.
We all need to think about that.
So if there was someone, if I'm sitting across the table from you and I'm thinking that, maybe I'd like to, maybe I don't know if I have enough time, or should I really volunteer, what advice do you have for people who are considering volunteering for the first time?
Well, I bet I could talk you into it in a short time.
Okay.
Because when you talk about the different volunteer opportunities that I've been given, I can give you instances that'll make you want to come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. Just stories about funny stories or poignant stories about the things that I've experienced volunteering, and I'll bet you'd join up.
Would you be willing to share one of those stories?
Let me think. There's a lot of them. Well, this is just a for instance. This is with my children's choir at church. If I was looking for somebody, I'm doing a Christmas pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had this little girl who said to me, I want to be one of the kings. And I said, sure. Well, her mother said, I think you gave her the wrong part. She's a king. And mm-hmm. I said, that's what she wanted. Mm-hmm. And you can, you know, she can be a wise man or a wise woman. I don't think it makes any difference. And the mom helped me with the costumes. So, you know, I'm trying to think of something else that that I could share. Oh, like the Children's Museum.
Mm-hmm.
The day before we opened 16 years ago, we had a banquet for the people that had donated or volunteered. And I thought that was pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
But the next day, we opened And we had 800 people go through the museum that first day. I had to go in the bathroom because I cried. And it wasn't because I was sad. Mm-hmm. It was because these kids were having such a good time. And you get to observe that every day. And I bet you would like to come down there and play with the pin screen, too.
and it's great when you can see those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah.
It makes it all worthwhile.
It does.
And you feel like your contributions have made a difference.
Yeah.
And an impact in the community. So, Judy, do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us about volunteering, your thoughts on volunteering?
Just the fact that you will reap so many benefits, and it's not what you give, but, you know, what you receive. Mm-hmm. And the people that you meet that are so wonderful and make you want to keep going back. Mm-hmm. Keeps you young.
Judy Buffler of La Crosse has volunteered for dozens of causes in the La Crosse area. She talked about the impact of volunteering on her life with La Crosse County UW Extension Department Head Mary Meehan Stroop. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. Our site also has archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make a suggestion for a future show, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links, and photos, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.